Sforza is the last oratorio that Handel wrote, and the original score, which still exists, reveals much about the 66-year-old Handel's battle with incipient blindness. In the final chorus of Act II, "How dark, Lord, are thy decrees, all hid from mortal sight," he wrote in German, "Reached here on Wednesday, February the 13th, prevented from proceeding on account of the relaxation of the sight of my left eye." On the next page he wrote, "Saturday, 23rd of February, feeling rather better, resumed work," and then he proceeded to set the next words to music. What God ordains is right. Handel struggled with the oratorio as he had never struggled previously. Instead of dashing off a major work in 3 weeks as he'd done previously, this oratorio took 6 months. By the end, Handel had completely lost the use of his left eye. Jephtha was not ready when it should have been, but the performance was delayed because of the death of the Prince of Wales, so this went unnoticed. The score is full of corrections and alterations. The most serene creation in this work, "Waft Her Angels," was reworked many times. Handel battled to see what he was writing. Note heads were left off stems, and his handwriting was almost unreadable. It was to be his last major composition, and within a year of writing it, he was completely blind. Handel must have been comforted to know that he had his favourite tenor, John Beard, in the title role of Jephtha. He knew he could rely on Beard for his vocal artistry and his ability to convey deep emotion. The most famous aria in this work, "Waft Her Angels Through the Skies," is sung by Jephtha as he prepares to take his beloved daughter's life as a sacrifice. Unlike the biblical story upon which the oratorio is based, the sacrifice does not take place. Instead, an angel appears and the girl is spared, on condition that she take the holy vow of chastity. Here is John Mark Ainslie singing the beautiful "Waft Her Angels Through the Skies," accompanied by the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin under Marcus Creed.
Loved
That was John Mark Ainslie singing Waft Her Angels Through the Skies, accompanied by the Academy for Alte Musik Berlin under Marcus Creed. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.